It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 0-0 draw away at Carnarvon Town. Andy, still doing things the right way, but just not finding the breakthrough tonight.
Yeah, that probably sums it up, Nick, to be fair. You know, up until the final third, the last two games, we've been exceptional. And, you know, our decision-making when we're getting in to show that little bit of quality rather than snatching at something or pulling a cross back when there's nobody there, when you could bring it back onto your left foot or bring it back onto your right foot and then, you know, playing somebody who's arriving, or the quality of the cross or the first touch when we get in there. You know, it's really, really, really frustrating, you know, as a manager and for the coaches as well, because that you take the players, you produce something and come up with ideas to take them to the water. It's then their quality that makes them, whether they want to take a drink or not, you know, and we ain't at the minute. And it's really, I'm finding it really frustrating because up until the final third, you know, that there again ranks amongst our best performances this season. You know, dominated possession, we pinned them in, we've created opportunities, we got into fantastic areas, we had our fullbacks getting in behind. Final third, Nick, I'm finding it really frustrating at the moment because you're not only are we not even, we're not even asking questions of the keeper, we're not even getting shots off, you know, and that's really, really hard to take at the minute because, you know, there's four or five players there tonight that were outstanding, absolutely brilliant to a man. You know, a few turned up late, you know, again, you know, it's trying to be professional, but you know, half this squad are still part-time players and they're trying to get away from work tonight, so they're turning up at 7:15 and 7:20, you know, and it's very difficult. You know, and when we get that right and we go to the next level where you've got 15, maybe 18 instead of half and half like we got at the minute, then that side of it will improve as well. But, you know, all in all tonight, a clean sheet is fantastic. I'm not even going to mention the Wignall sending off, because it's you know, the lad's an embarrassment to himself and to the club for doing what he did. You know, I can't keep defending him. You know, I stuck up for him for year after year after year, but you know, when you're making them decisions, it's a lack of respect for me and a lack of respect for the team, and he'll be punished for it accordingly. I find it really, really frustrating and disrespectful, but we'll deal with that. You know, a clean sheet, probably the only positive I could take with it, and I thought our back four, I thought they were exceptional tonight, and I thought Danny Harrison was excellent. I thought Jay and Callum, you know, it was just, again, without wanting to repeat myself, that final third, you know, we're very, very poor at the minute.
Go again this coming week though, again on Tuesday in the Nathaniel Cup against Bala. We know a tough test awaits us there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's, you know, we got a few players that have come back in now that have been injured, they've been out for a while, and you know, and they'll get a chance to play, and you know, we'll be ready for it. You know, the lads want to play. The lads can't not to get out there. I said to them before the game, you know, you're 8, 9, 10 games now where you've been exceptional, and you know, that's one defeat and a draw and 7 wins in 9 games. They're in a rich vein of form, so you know, they'll be champion at the bit. They'll all want to play on Tuesday night, you know, and you know, we'll be going as strong as we possibly can, because you know, I want to go as far as I can, and then we've got Clonethly at the weekend, so you know, the squad a champion at the bit, and you know, there'll be a few lads there tonight probably on the bench who'll be a bit frustrated that, you know, they're not on there and they're not getting a chance to take those opportunities that we're creating. But you know, this week in training we'll work really hard on that, and it's, you could put on as many finishing drills as you want, Nick. It's irrelevant. It's about decision making, and it's about doing the right things when you're under pressure at that key moment. And to try and reenact that in a training session is very difficult, because when the game comes, that's when you're asked the questions. But you know, finishing on a positive note, it's a clean sheet, and it's a very, very, very pleasing defensive display, organisation. You know, we've come here and it's not an easy place, and you know, we've totally dominated, even with 10 men for the last 15 minutes or whatever it was. There's only one team that are trying to win the game. You know, they're delighted to get a draw, and fair play to them. You know, they kept going, they were honest. But, you know, I just don't think, you know, for us it's 2 points dropped, and for them it's definitely a point gained.